I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order, 2020 Hunka session. Today's date is April the 14th. The time is 10 a.m. We're on day 13's agenda. Good morning, everyone. I've asked Congresswoman Pratt if she would render our morning prayer for us this morning. Congresswoman Pratt.
Good morning, Speaker. Thank you. Dear Holy Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful Easter season and our new year. As we enter our new year, it's spring, and I thank you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us and our people. And I just ask that you wrap your arms around our community, all the healthcare workers, those who are lonely and in need. Father, just touch them, and I pray that they open their hearts and know to seek your love and your guidance and your protection. And I just ask for those who are incarcerated, suffering from addiction, homeless, those who are just lonely, Father, and need your need your healing love. I just ask that you bless our nation and our employees and all of us as we walk through this experience in life, and just keep us safe and healthy. And I just pray for all those who are ill and who are suffering loss at this time. I ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I see you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. Please take a few moments and go over the journal from yesterday, please.
Motion to approve the legislative journal from April 13th. This is Walker.
There is a motion on the floor.
Second, Clemens.
And we do have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. The journal is approved. Next, we are on reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time?
Yes, Speaker Tillman, this is Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. The Rules, Ethics, and Aggressment Committee met yesterday morning, and we are reporting Resolution ONCR 2001, a resolution to recognize the employees of Osage Casinos for their perseverance in the face of Governor Stitt's claims about the compact. The sponsors, Eli Potts, co-sponsors are Maria Whitehorn and Shannon Edwards. And the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Next is OMCR 2009, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all of the first responders of the Osage Nation for their dedication, courage, and service in helping our communities in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Sponsor Shannon Edwards, co-sponsors Maria Whitehorn, Eli Potts. The final committee action is due process properly and growth with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. OMCR 2011, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all legislative branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Sponsor Shannon Edwards, co-sponsor Maria Whitehorn, Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly in growth with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. And ONCR 2010, a resolution to support and express appreciation for the employees of the Wajaji Health Center for their dedication, courage, and service in helping our communities in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Sponsor Shannon Edwards, co-sponsor Maria Whitehorn, Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any other reports of select committees?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 2026, an act to make available $1,406,000 from the retained revenue fund. Final committee action is due pass of the committee substitute with amendments, with 6 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Edwards, Walker, and Stabler. We also met to consider ONCA 2027, an act to make available the sum of $900,000 to fund the capital asset fund to the general fund. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments, with 6 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Edwards, Walker, and Stabler.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other reports of select committees? Moving on, are there any reports of standing committees? Hearing none. Next, we'll move to item number 6, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening in. I'd like to read in ONCR 2013. A resolution to support and express appreciation for all judicial branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. I would also like to read in ONCR 2014, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all executive branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Speaker, Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. I'd like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda to place ONCA 2007 on today's agenda on first reading in view of the committee's assignment.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second. Could you repeat the motion, please, just for clarity?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The motion is to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2037 on first reading on today's agenda for committee assignment.
2037 or 2007?
2037.
37. There is a motion on the floor with a second. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes.
Passes.
Motion passes. ONCA 2037 will advance to general order on today.
No, first reading.
First reading on today's agenda. Congress, who's the sponsor? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Speaker Tillman. I'd like to read in ONCA 2037, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to revise the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. ONCA 20-37 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCR 20-13 will be assigned to Government Operations Committee. ONCR 20-14 will be assigned to Government Operations Committee. Congressman Walker.
Suspend the rules, modify the agenda. No, I just suspend the rules. And ONCR 2013 and 2014 on tomorrow's agenda on second reading.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
Point of Edwards, point of order.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Did the speaker not just assign those to committee?
I did.
Okay, so this is a challenge to the speaker's assignment.
I'll allow it. So motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is rule suspension, no discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. Motion passes. ONCR 2013 and ONCR 20-14 will advance to general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we are on general order day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 19-63, an act to amend 26 ONC section 14-105 of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to authorize utilization of funds by appropriation for government operations and government services during a financial emergency and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Potts.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make an amendment or propose an amendment. Page 1, line 28, strike by appropriation for government operations and government services in the event of a financial emergency due to insufficient funds in the general treasury. And insert to be made available to fulfill cash flow obligations from previously appropriated or authorized funds as the result of a revenue failure.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other amendments to be proposed at this time?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the, nope, didn't need a second.
No, we needed a second.
And we got it.
No vote on it today.
No vote. Okay. Tomorrow. Are there any other amendments to be proposed to ONCA 1963 at this time? Hearing none, ONCA 1963 will advance to general order day 3 on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we have ONCA 20-34, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,166,000 from the permanent fund to the Treasury for Osage Nation government operations and government services, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Potts.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment to propose. Page 1, line 27, strike, in order to continue to keep providing direct assistance and our workforce operating and ready to reopen for full operations at the end of this COVID-19 pandemic. Line 29, after utilized, insert cash balances from, and after permanent fund, and line 30, insert to cash flow previously appropriated funds and authorized expenditures. Line 30, strike. We have held for an event like this economic hardship. Page 1, line 34, strike, authorizes and appropriates the sum of, and insert makes available to fulfill the cash flow requirements of the nation for previously appropriated and authorized funds. Line 36, strike, to continue Osage Nation governmental operations and government services for the three branches of government on behalf of the Osage people. Page 1, line 38, strike September 1 and insert September 30. And throughout the bill, strike references to $166,000 and insert $12,249,000.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Is there a second?
Second.
Who was that?
Edwards. Shannon Edwards.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any other amendments to be proposed at this time to ONCA 20-34? Hearing none, ONCA 20-34 will advance to general order day 3 on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we are on general order day 3, where amendments are voted on in the order received. First, we have, is this all I have? Excuse me.
There's two amendments. They're separate.
Yes. First, we have ONCA 20-13, an act to amend ONCA 14-39 to revise the compensation of the Chief Trial Judge and Associate Judges of the Osage Nation Trial Court in accordance with Article 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. There are two amendments proposed at this line, at this time. Amendment number 1, page 1, line 39, strike 3, and insert 4. Discussion.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So this is my proposed amendment. In many, many tribal courts, the chief judge of the trial court is a full-time employee of the court. In our case, that's not the case. It is a contract person that at this time, I guess, is undertaking daily or somewhat intermittent employment. So I
sent everyone the memo that we had when I first proposed an increase in the judicial salaries back in 2018. And the memo from Justice Drent indicated that the judicial branch, that the chief judge would receive contract fees for supervising the trial division of the judicial branch and holding 4 court hearing days a month, which would be once a week. And so I propose that we change that back to once a week, or 4 court days. I guess it doesn't have to be once a week, but that would be continuous supervision short of being a full-time employee. And I would just ask if someone learned why that changed from 4 to 3. I couldn't find anything in my records. So if there's a reason for that, then I would understand. Otherwise, I was working off of the recommendation that Justice Drent made in the past.
Any further discussion?
This is Brandy, Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn, and good morning, Speaker. I would just like to address a question to Congresswoman Edwards. I appreciate your explanation, but I got lost in the question, so could I ask for a clarification? You mentioned full-time versus not full-time, so could you make it a little simpler in the explanation, if you don't mind, for clarification purposes? This will be full-time, it won't be full-time. Thanks.
Mr. Speaker, response.
Congresswoman Edwards, please.
Congresswoman Lemon, my understanding is this is not full-time, that the chief trial judge is going to be paid this compensation, I guess it's probably not a salary, for attending or participating by video in 3 court days a month. And my indication was that in the past, when we were talking about raising the compensation, that amount was for 4 court hearing days a month. So I was questioning if there was a reason that it was reduced based on the fiscal analysis I've seen. The salary will probably be in the neighborhood, if you have 6 court days a month, the salary will be in the range of about $84,000. So I felt like that the base salary was appropriate for 4 court days a month rather than 3, subject to hearing from somebody else why that was reduced.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, I guess. Okay.
Is there any further discussion? I would like to just comment, this bill was prepared with input from the Chief Justice. And I know, Congresswoman Edwards, that your original, I believe it was withdrawn, but that was back in 2018. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so 2018, and Chief Justice has recommended that this be at 3 instead of the 4 for the amendment, based on her current analysis of what this bill means on that line, striking, you say strike 3 to 4, and she has recommended that it be at 3 based on 2020. Now, I know the next, this is not an appropriation bill, but that is the recommendation coming from working with Chief Justice Drent. I know she put out requests for work on this, and I took her request and worked with her, and so she is the one that is recommending the 3 days instead of the 4. I will just say that. So I will not be in support of this amendment. Any other further discussion? Hearing none, do we vote now? Okay, we're voting on the amendment, the First Amendment. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
No. Amendment fails. Next amendment, number 2, page 1, line 100, strike July 5th, 2000, and insert October 1, 2000. Discussion, please.
Mr. Speaker, Congresswoman Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
We have a fiscal analysis that shows that this will be an increase in our current year obligation with an effective date of July 1st. I'm proposing that this go into effect during the next fiscal year so that we will be utilizing the next fiscal year's resources rather than this year's resources where we know that we are in a cash flow crisis as well as all the other financial issues that we're having. So this simply backs up the obligation to October 1st from July.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Any other further
Can I add that the courts are currently closed?
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Any further discussion?
Speaker, Maria Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have a question for you as sponsor. Was there any discussion with Chief Justice Drant of her budget to see if the current lines in her budget could handle this increase to the end of the year? That's my first question, and then I have a follow-up.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Yes, we discussed, and she is, with the monies that she has now in her budget, has provided this legislation with, as she wrote it as it is, to me means that she does have the money available as the courts are closed right now to get her through. She wanted this to happen right after the election. So the appropriation that would be coming to fund it to the end of the year will be coming from 2020 monies. So as she recommended that date, I'm assured that the funding is available to carry her to the end of the year.
If I may follow up.
Please.
So thank you for letting me know that you think that she has enough money in her budget. I'm going to fall back to we're in a crisis, a cash flow crisis. Not having been able to discuss that with her, and maybe she was here during the committee meeting, but it just didn't cross my mind. I'm going to support this amendment with a view of October 1 being a start date on the new compensation level. I believe we've satisfied the constitutional requirements to reset this. I support the legislation, but I am going to support this amendment. I realize it was timely that we get this done before Election Day to be able to change this compensation level. But in the crisis that we're in and the talk of furloughing employees, I just think it prudent to set this compensation level the 1st of October. So I will support this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Any other discussion? I would just like to add at this time that I will be against this amendment. Chief Justice Drent was with us during the committee meeting. We discussed the legislation in full, and she is in fully support of the legislation as it is written. So I will be a no vote on this amendment. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Who's there?
Congressman Mason.
Sorry, I was on mute. My vote is yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker.
Thank you.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
No. Amendment fails. ONCA 20-13 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next, we're on bills and resolutions on third reading. First, we have ONCR 20-01. A resolution to recognize the employees of Osage Casinos for their perseverance in the face of Governor Stitt's claims about the compact. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution?
Mr. Speaker?
That is?
This is Angela Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. I wanted to say that I'm going to be voting no for this resolution. And I know a lot of times, you know, resolutions, we're making statements, and I guess I don't want to say it's hard to vote against a resolution because that's not the wording, but anyways, you know, I know sometimes we're making a statement and either you agree with that statement or you don't. So, but I just wanted to say that I don't support this simply because, you know, it's recognizing the Osage Casino employees who continue to serve Osage Casino customers and remain dedicated to their jobs despite threats from the state. And that's exactly what they are threats. And for the most part, ridiculous or empty threats. And the casino employees were doing their jobs, continued to do their jobs, and the casinos also took the position of business as usual. It was always business as usual. We took our position, we've held it to this time, and so I don't really agree with having a document on our record even saying we care what that threat was, because we were business as usual the entire time. We kept going, kept moving, and that's the position and the mentality that the casino executive board workers that everyone took. And so I just don't agree with having a document saying we even care what the governor said. So that's a bigger way to, I mean, I don't even know what's happening with this resolution is saying, you know, we're acknowledging the Osage casinos continue to serve, but they were supposed to. That's what we decided in the beginning, was that that's what they were going to continue to do. So I just don't agree with having something on their books to even say that we care that the governor is making that these empty threats. And I think there's no better way to say we are business as usual than to not even acknowledge it. So I'm going to vote no today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time? Hearing none, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This resolution was born out of sincere appreciation for our casino employees. And I'd like to address previous comments in that these weren't empty threats from Governor Stitt. It was very much real to all of our employees at the casino. And on the record, we have ONCR 1919. A resolution to reject Governor Stitt's claim that the gaming compact between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma must be renegotiated. And I also sponsored that resolution. So as far as having anything on the record going against business as usual, I think business as usual was in peril. We were under attack from the state of Oklahoma, and we put it on our record that we rejected the claims that these need to be renegotiated. And in fact, I spoke with the CEO of gaming before I offered this resolution, leading up to the events in January, where Governor Stitt was talking about these veiled threats and threatening vendors of our casinos, and spoke to the CEO and said, you know, we love this idea of this resolution. We appreciate you recognizing the threat that exists. So that's why I authored the resolution. It's simply to say thank you to our casino employees who, in the face of these threats, absolutely did continue business as usual, and who put in the work for the nation so that we can provide resources to our constituents and the members of the Osage Nation. So I would encourage a yes vote. And thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall ONCR 20-01 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yeah. Yep.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 20-01 will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCR 20-09, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all of the first responders of the Osage Nation for their dedication, courage, and service in helping our communities in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, how would you like to proceed?
Close, please.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time? Hearing none. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress. Yeah, in late February, I was on an airplane traveling across the country. It was a stressful time because the COVID-19 crisis had been identified in the U.S., but we weren't certain to what extent. I know that people were wearing masks on the plane that I was on. They were disinfecting things with wipes, and they were nervous, as was I. These were people from different parts of the country, different parts of the state. I didn't know who they were, and as we now know, they were spreading the coronavirus. I was apprehensive about being around other people, but I was able to go back to where I came from. I was able to shelter in my home, and I was able to keep myself away from others that might have the virus. Fast forward to March, when states began issuing stay-at-home orders. The Osage Nation issued such orders. We declared emergency, and we were able to retreat to the safety of our homes, to our residences, and be with our families. But some individuals were not able to do that and didn't even think about doing that because they were the first responders. They were the healthcare workers. They were the employee who had identified a need and identified a duty, and they went forward and did what they had to do. So this, I attended by teleconference, a health authority board meeting approximately 2 weeks ago, where the sentiment was expressed that our first responders, our healthcare workers, those people that are putting themselves at risk on the front line need to know that we support them, which of course we all do. So in the way that the legislative branch does that, I offered this resolution, and I would urge its support because it shows support and appreciation for all of the first responders of the Osage Nation for their dedication, courage, and service in helping our communities in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. The question is, shall ONCR 20-09 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 20-09 will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCR 20-10, a resolution to support and express appreciation for the employees of the Wajaji Health Center for their dedication, courage, and service in caring for patients in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, how would you like to proceed?
Close, please.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I echo the sentiments of Mike and just want to add that we have heard through Dr. Shaw, Dr. Tinker, and the Health Authority Board members of the preparations that had to be undertaken, of the extra miles that the employees went to create a safe environment for testing. We, on last count, there were two tests that had come back positive that they had undertaken. Our sincere appreciation, excuse me, for the way they're putting themselves in harm's way and yet doing it willingly and with utmost courage, for which I want to express our support and express appreciation. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Excuse me. The question is, shall ONCR 20-10 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 20-10 will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCR 20-11, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all legislative branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, how would you like to proceed?
I'll flip my time.
Please continue.
This resolution hits close to home, and I think that, and I hope that all of us at the legislative branch recognize the extra effort and dedication our employees have shown to move us into an entirely new realm of how we hold session, how we communicate with each other, and how we communicate with our constituents and the outside world. I want to just point out that some of our employees have had to work from home, but they've set up home offices. They've got their cell phones. They've got their home phones. They've got the go-to meeting. They're working late. They're up early. And so it's not business as usual here. It's the new abnormal. And I hope that everybody can take the opportunity to express that appreciation now. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any other members of Congress that like to speak for or against this resolution at this time? I just want to make a quick comment that I agree that it has been a challenge, and so far, I think due to the preparation of the employees of the legislative branch, the two trial runs that we had, the help with the IT, those folks coming down and making sure everybody was plugged in, tuned in. And I've been down here with the clerk every day. Sometimes I'm here before she is. Sometimes she's here before I am. But I do know one thing. She's always here and stays here after I leave, because as Congressman Mason used to say, when we were in normalcy, he'd drive by here late at night and the lights would still be on, and you could see Shanna Rubidoux and you could see Dana Merle in here still working. So my appreciation goes out to them and their work. I know it never stops, and this is a difficult, different time. So I would just also like to express my thanks to the employees of the legislative branch. Any other members of Congress wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time?
Mr. Speaker?
Is that Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Thank you. I just want to be brief but go on the record to say thank you to all of our employees and the ancillary employees from the executive that have helped us move the work of Congress along. It's very much appreciated, and the quick way that new problems or challenges get met by our staff is
is exemplary with their behavior, the way they accept it and move right along. And I just wanted to say thank you on the record. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, employees.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCR... My fault. Congresswoman Edwards, my apologies.
I just wanted to add that we are virtual, and I'm looking at our staff right now, Mr. Gill, Ms. Merle, Clerk Rubidoux, and I just want to give you heartfelt thanks and tell you that I just appreciate, we all appreciate everything you've done, and it's good to see you, and I'll send you some virtual flowers here in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. The question is, shall ONCR 20-11 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 20-11 will advance to enrollment. Next, we are on motions and notices. Do we have any motions and or notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to notice that the membership committee meeting is meeting today from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Any other motions or notices at this time?
Potts.
Congressman Potts.
Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Just beeping right on through, aren't they?